This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Cabinet officials who oversee public lands say despite federal workforce cuts, they are ready for the wildland firefighting season. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says they've added summer firefighting help. And Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, who oversees the U.S. Forest Service, says they're just under 85% of their hiring goal.
We've got about 9,500 hired, and we continue to aggressively hire.
The White House has proposed consolidating wildland firefighting efforts into one agency. Interior Secretary Burgum says that will happen down the road and not this fire season. Food trucks will soon be able to move more easily between Colorado cities under a new state law. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The law sets up a reciprocal licensing system between local governments. That means if a truck passes its fire safety inspections in one city or county, it may be able to use that permit to operate in other areas. It also will allow food trucks to operate in Denver using a state-issued food safety license instead of having to get a Denver-specific inspection. Also under the new law, cities can't ban food trucks from areas where restaurants are allowed. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Early this morning, the U.S. House Rules Committee started debate on Republicans' tax cut and spending bill. Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse criticized the hearing start time, 1 a.m. Eastern, as well as the substance of the bill, including that it will increase the deficit.
I don't think that this bill is in the best interest of the fiscal health of our country, and there's a reason why virtually every expert has reached the same conclusion.
But Republicans don't believe those estimates, including the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, saying they have been wrong before. Around Denver and in Colorado Springs, it's mostly sunny, highs just above 70, and getting warmer. It's CPR News and KRCC.